beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's the biggest snow of the 2019 winter season so far, and it was a doozy. Northern Virginia seeing more than 100 crashes and even more abandoned cars. Maryland also seeing more than 100 crashes on state roads today. The bad weather isn't over yet, and we have a ways to go before winter is over. How can you be prepared on the road when the winter weather hits? We have information to share with you tonight during this shortened edition of the Daily Drum. My guest is John Townsend, Public Affairs Manager for AAA Mid-Atlantic. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, John, how are you?
We're doing great, Harold. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, although it was a little dicey for me coming into work today. I-95 was a nightmare, scary, scary stuff. Let me ask you, based on what you've heard or seen today, what were people doing wrong?
Well, the first thing they did wrong was to venture out. They should have waited until work crews cleared the roadways. But people like yourself and myself, we had to venture out. And that's because our jobs are essential and we didn't have the day off. But the key to surviving this type of weather condition, this weather front, is to wait until road crews have done their magic on roadways. Unfortunately, there are people who can't do that. So then you have to know the rules of the road when you venture out. And the most important thing to do is to slow down. The other thing that you have to know is how to negotiate the terrain in slick conditions. Most people panic if their car goes into a skid and they end up crashing on the side of the road or into a grove of trees or into a ditch or into the other traffic lane or, God forbid, into a head-on collision. And that can be catastrophically dangerous. So if you go into a skid, this is a thing, Hal, that you learn when you're learning to ride a motorcycle. They taught you to look in a direction you wish to go and steer in that direction. Well, you should do the same thing in a car if it goes into a skid. First, look into the direction that you wish to go and then turn in that direction. Take your feet off the accelerator. Gently tap on the brakes and then steer and then regain control of the vehicle without going off the road. That's what's key. The worst thing you can do is to panic when you go into a skid and oversteer or, for example, run off the edge of the road, which will cause the vehicle to overturn or to flip on you.
Let me ask you real quick, John, because I did not have that skidding issue because I was only doing on 95 heading into D.C. I was only doing about 40 miles an hour max. And even at some point, I may have even slowed down to as much as 35 miles an hour. I had 18 wheelers passing me, four-wheel drive vehicles passing me, but I'm in a sedan. But if my rear wheels skid, for example, to the left, are you saying I need to turn to the right? Or should I turn to the left?
Well, it all depends on where you're going.
If I want to go straight.
Yes, you want to go straight. So you steer the car. Again, the key is steering the car in the direction you wish to go. So if you're going to the left, that can take you into another lane. If you're going to the, if you steer, other words, if you steer to the right, that will take you off the road. So calm down, take a deep breath, and then just simply steer, take your foot off the accelerator. Don't jam the brakes because that's only going to cause the wheels to lock up. And then when the wheels lock up, you keep skidding and you can't control the skid or the slide. So then just gently turn the steering wheel in the direction you wish to go. And then once you regain traction, that's key, then accelerate again and then keep driving. But here's how to avoid that, Harold, and you raise a very interesting point. And that is, you notice that the tractor-trailer rigs were zipping by you,
yeah,
and the people in SUVs, and that can be potentially dangerous. But so when you're driving along, just follow in the tracks of the vehicle ahead of you, because what they're doing when they go through the snow or the ice, they're actually clearing a path for you. And then increase your following distance, count to eight. In other words, find a landmark, and then count to eight between yourself, 8 seconds rather, between yourself and the vehicle ahead of you. And then what you do is to look 20 to 30 feet ahead of your path. And then the other thing that you should do is to be prepared to brake on slippery surfaces. And this requires you to look further ahead or farther ahead and to increase your following and stopping distances. So let's say in inclement weather on slippery roads, always look 20 to 30 seconds ahead of your vehicle to ensure you have time to assess the situation and respond to various traffic situations.
Now, here's one of the things also that I learned, and actually believe I may have learned this from you also, in situations like today. Yes, I did hang way, way back, but when I saw cars in front of me slowing down, I didn't hit my brake. I just came off of the accelerator, and it was a long coast. And at some point, only once did I really have to stop, but I was able to stay straight, to coast as the cars began to slow down in front of me, and then they began to speed up, and I was able to gently accelerate. But I really, really didn't use much of my brake today. I just made sure that there was a lot of distance in front of me so that I could coast to a slow drive.
Yes, you raise a very important point, Harold, and that is, in winter conditions, the decision to steer or to brake can have very different outcomes. So here's what you do. In slick conditions, it's better to steer than to brake. Mm-hmm. That sounds strange, but that's what you did today.
Yeah.
So we recommend steering maneuvers that are smooth and careful, but not quick and jerky. So let's say you're going at 25 miles per hour. Then steering is preferred over braking. Let me repeat that. So if you're going to stop, you should steer to your stop, not brake to your stop, because this helps to avoid a collision. And keep in mind, what you learned today is now drilled into your mind. It takes less distance to steer around an object than to brake to a stop.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We have a shortened program tonight, of course, because of the weather. We're talking to John Townsend, Public Affairs Manager for AAA Mid-Atlantic, trying to make sure that you stay safe if you have to be driving around in this winter weather. If you have a quick question or a comment, give us a call as we're ending tonight at 7:30. But one of the other things, too, if you must go out, John, and this is probably even as critical as driving in this weather, is preparing to go out in this weather. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like going to war here. You got to have your backpack and your meals ready to eat the whole bit.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
what do you suggest?
So the first thing to do before venturing out, to clear all the snow and ice from your vehicle, the entirety of the vehicle, hood, roof, trunk, lights, especially the lights, and windows. And then you should have filled up your vehicle the night before, because you may end up being stranded on the side of the road. So even if you're going a short distance, you can get stuck in traffic or you can have a breakdown, and having enough gas in your car allows you to stay warm while waiting for help to arrive. But let me say something about this. This is very important. It's a matter of life and death because of carbon monoxide poisoning, which is a danger. So most people, we didn't get enough snow for this. Let's say you run into a snowbank,
mm-hmm,
and you pull yourself out. Once you get to the road again safely, check the tailpipe, because if the tailpipe gets clogged, it can lead to carbon monoxide poisoning, which is colorless and odorless, and it can overcome you, and you don't even know it. So crack a window to make sure you have air circulating in the vehicle, fresh air, and then drive with caution. Another thing to do is to, this is something that people ignore to their peril, Harold. Remember, I'll ask you. You're a very intelligent man.
Thank you. I try.
Yes. Well, let's ask an elementary question, as Sherlock Holmes would say. What is the only part of your vehicle that touches the road during a snowstorm or an ice storm?
The tires. Yeah. Okay.
The four tires. You will be astonished at the number of people who have either poor tread on their tires, on their cars, or their tires are not properly inflated. And look, tomorrow is going to be 50 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
By Sunday, it's going to be 70 degrees. So we're having these huge swings in temperature. For every 10 degrees that the temperature drops, you lose a pound of pressure in your tire. That's why today, that the number one call we had was for towing services. But the number two calls that we had were for flat tires.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing to me that when we have this kind of cold weather, in addition to, you know, the potholes that are out there and the ice and everything else, that there are a lot of people that I saw today on the side of the road who were trying to change tires in the snow.
I
saw that at least three people trying to change tires in the snow. I saw several cars that were on the side of the road. You could tell there were people inside the vehicles, but they were kind of tilted off to the side. And so I'm thinking about what you're talking about, making sure those tailpipes are not clogged, because the reality is, while there may have been people in the cars or people trying to change their tires, there aren't enough police officers to go around. There aren't enough tow trucks to go around. And so you are on your own for quite some time. Real quick, what do you need to pack with you? Because I only have about 2 or 3 minutes left. What do you need to pack with you in the event that you may get stranded?
Well, the most important thing is to have a winter emergency kit and keep a heavy blanket in the car. And then that way, if you break down, you don't freeze. But the other things to have in the car would be jumper cables, tools, a flashlight, reflector vest, reflective materials, flares, so you can let people know that you're stranded. And any medication, if you are diabetic and you have to take medication twice a day, take that with you, because you don't know how long you're going to be stuck on the side of the road. Take some extra food. And if you have kids in the car, have some snacks for them and some more warm clothing and gloves so you can survive being stranded and stuck in the elements.
Yeah, and water too.
Water too.
It may freeze in your trunk, but if you're gassed up and you have to sit for a while, it will eventually thaw. Lots to think about right now, John, because today was a really, really difficult day.
We're going into a difficult night, Harold, because things are going to freeze up, and that means the roads will ice up overnight, and then tomorrow morning, although it's going to be 50 tomorrow, when you wake up tomorrow, so there are going to be plenty of icy spots out here, so watch when you're crossing or going across bridges and overpasses and ramps. And remember, we rescued 3,400 motorists today,
wow,
including 1,400 in the Washington metro area. You drove in from Maryland.
Yeah.
And we rescued 695 motorists in Maryland, 641 in Virginia, 75 in a district. The number one reason, they had to be towed because they got stranded. The number two reason, they had flat tires.
Yeah.
And number three, they had bad batteries. And remember, in these types of conditions, you mentioned how long winter is going to last. If your car didn't start today, that means that your battery is on borrowed time and you won't make it through the winter. And each day it gets progressively worse in terms of battery longevity.
Great advice, John Townsend, Public Affairs Manager for AAA Mid-Atlantic. Thank you so much for talking to us. Be careful on the roads.
Thank you, Harold.
And by the way, for those of you listening right now, go to our website on whur.com. In about 15 minutes or so, I'm going to be putting up some tips for you that AAA has provided to make sure that you stay safe on the roads. during this winter season. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR for this February 20th. It's Wednesday. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.